to the Plan B Morning Show. That's what Hunter always does.
Welcome.
Welcome.
That don't sound like the old guy.
Was that old guy ever charged with, like, multiple counts of murder?
Yeah. Like, you know who that is, right?
No, old guy?
That's David Attenborough's brother.
Really?
Yeah, David Attenborough. You know the guy from Discovery Channel?
Yeah, yeah. The guy who has narrated every animal.
Went swinging from tree to tree.
Oh, look
that guy.
The beautiful monkeys.
Yeah, his brother is old boy from Jurassic Park.
Well, he did the exact opposite of what David Attenborough did. He allowed tens of people to be murdered by dinosaurs.
Yeah. It's kind of wild, though, that they're both involved with the animal kingdom.
Crazy. Crazy, man. Anyway, it is 6:13. Let's get to it. Your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Let's do this one. This is good. The headlines alone. I always like when you get a good. It's hard to beat a well-written headline. And there was one about a warthog. So anyway, this one does not involve a warthog. It involves an MMA fighter. Three carjackers attempted to steal a car in Virginia this past Tuesday. Their first interesting decision was attempting to theft outside of a gym. One of the thieves was able to get keys from the owner, but the owner was trained in mixed martial arts, and he fought back.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, outside of a gym, I know where this is going.
Yeah.
Hey, ass kicking. That's what it is.
You
got to
search your diamond and steal keys from the biggest guy in the gym. No, don't do that. The guy who grabbed the keys got inside the car, but he couldn't do anything because it was a manual transmission.
Oh,
and
dude.
He didn't know how to drive stick. So all three carjackers retreated to their own car and drove off. It wasn't long before the police were on the tail, and they decided to lead the cops on a high-speed chase. Eventually, they were pulled over and ran into the woods. The cops caught up with them, and they yelled at the guys to stop, or they unleashed the canine unit. Two men gave themselves up, but the third one ran. He didn't make it 50 yards before the dog dragged him down.
Yeah, good. I hope that dog sunk its teeth into that guy's leg. You know, here's the thing. This is the greatest part about the story is the stick part. Nobody knows how to drive a stick. 30% of people know how to drive a stick anymore. Yeah. That is absolutely ridiculous, guys. Here's another thing. Okay, I was ripping on you, Brock, for not being able to change the oil. Blah, 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 blah. If you're a guy, all right, and you call yourself a man, and you don't know how to drive a stick, you need to sit in a seat with a stick and learn. Because that's embarrassing.
It's one of those things. I'm trying to think, most new cars, can you even get like a standard transmission?
Probably not. But you know what? It's something that every male should have to learn how to do, man.
Yeah.
You know? So the Jeep we drive has got six sticks coming out of the center console of that thing. Dude, if you don't know how to drive a stick, you get in that thing and you look and you're like, whoa, what? Which one do I start with?
That actually makes me want to get a manual, transmission vehicle because at least I know it won't get stolen.
Here's the thing, is it's better. It's fun. You're actually driving the car. Like, people are missing out on driving experience by not knowing how to drive a stick.
Plus, you can do wicked burnouts in your manual. You just drop that clutch.
That's you know what I love to? My wife's mom jumps in a car. Boom. Rips on a stick. Like, nice. You look at it, you wouldn't expect her to know how to drive a stick, right? Yeah. But she grew up in the era.
She's been handling sticks for a while. That's what it is. She knows.
And it's just sad seeing a kid, like kids now. Getting there, what is that? I just thought, I'm like, no.
Did you hear my comment?
What'd you say?
She's been handling sticks for a while, you know what
I'm
saying.
Come on, dude. That's not even my mom. That's somebody else's mom. You need to chill out there.
She's been going from low to high for a long time. Oh, you know what I'm saying? She's been dropping that clutch.
Be careful. Be careful. You might get punched in the stomach with this one. I'm
serious.
For real, though. I don't want to steer away from this one, dude, because
your
husband's pretty.
You can go from you can go from second to fifth, no problem in this car right here. Oh, boop, 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 boop. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
I know.
Either way, don't steal cars from outside. Well, don't steal cars, but don't steal cars from outside of gyms full of a bunch of people on creatine and steroids and are looking for a fight. And also, too, you're not going to get away from a police dog. It's not going
to
happen.
Learn how to drive a stick.
And learn how to drive a stick, all right? That's what you need. All right.
God's sake.
Especially you moms out there. learn how to drive sticks. All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.